Okay, I want to first thank the Parnas Hayayim, the Safir family, Le'ilu Nishmas Yitzchak Isaac Ben Yehuda, the Neshama Shem Eli, and whole family families, Simcha Nachas and Bracha. Okay, we're learning inside the Sefer on Das HaSfirs, page Chav Ches. Each one of the pages here, if we were to do things that are Nogei to the Inyan that's on the page, we wouldn't get to the next page. So I have to try to be Mitzamtzem to try to go through the Sefer, even though there's so much to add and to fill in. But Mitzvah Hashem, this is a Hakdama. The whole Sefer is bringing us into this world. That's why it's called Shar HaGan, an entrance into the Gan, into this paradise of Pnimius HaTorah. So on page Chav Ches, Divya HaBen Yehoyada, Tam Noisef Madu Yesh Lahamik B'Havonis HaSfirit. Another reason why it's important for us to understand this secret of the spheres. Van Hoges Hashem's Baruch fears the Welt. He runs the world, our lives, who we are, everything that exists through these spheres. We'll see what they are. But there's another reason why it's so important to know this. The Ben Yehoyada, of course, is the Ben Yishchai. Shekosov al Divya Gemara b'Shabbos. We know that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the one who compiled the Mishnah, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the question is, why is he called Kadosh? All the Tanoim and Amoraim were holy people. So why is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi called Kadosh? So the Ben Yishchai says, Kevin, He brings the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Kevin Shem Oidlam Lahichnis Yadav Tachas Avneita." So the Gemara says, because Rabbeinu Hakadosh Rebbe never put his hands beneath his girdle, beneath his waist. He didn't put it Tachas Avneita beneath the waist. Now Tama Poshul is Olachayra. Now the simple pshat in the Gemara is that he was such a tzaddik, that he had such a shmira, that he always went in such a way that he never let his hands go to that bottom part of the body. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara. It's an Indian of Kedusha and Precious. And that's why he's called Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It's an extraordinary madrega of Kedusha. Aval b'ben Yehoyada sham, however, the Ben Yehoyada explains, "She'nira shatam is emishum kedusha." The Ben Yehoyada says a fascinating thing. It doesn't seem to him that the point here is that he never had his arms down; he always kept his arms above the waist. That doesn't seem to be the deeper meaning of what's going on. Although he's not arguing that he didn't live that way, but that's not the ikar inyan of the kedusha. What's the kedusha? He says, "V'lachein bi'er ba'ifin acher, because of ikra tamizahu, shehaadam mahuso shehu nivra b'tzalim lakim, ubedmus diukno, since man is created b'tzalim lakim, and mus diukno diuk and gufay mizbati b'hanhogas Hashem is baruch." That means that on the most basic level, as we were learning, every single part of the human body corresponds to a sphere, corresponds to his galus of elokus in the world. Therefore, the human body, which is created by Tzelem Elokim, is divided into 10 spheres. Sheyesh es harosh, the head of the person, shua chelak ha'elyon, which is the highest part of the person, Vu keneged hasfiras halyonis, and the head is keneged. It's not just a symbol of; it's the part of a person through which these spheres of chachma, bina, and das, chabad, are manifested. The three spheres of thought, of thinking, chachma, bina, and das, is the head. V'shar haguf, and the rest of the body, min harosh ulamata, and the rest of the body corresponds to the seven. Can I get sheva spheres tachtainais correspond to the seven lower spheres? Chesed is the right arm, Gru is the left arm, and so on, the torso, Teferis, and so on. And Yisod is the bris, Netzach and Hori, the right leg, the left leg. Shaguf Atzma connected spheres to Tiferes. The body itself, the torso, is connected to the sphere of Tiferes. Shnei Hayadayim Hem connected Chesed and Gvura. The right and left arms are Chesed and Gvura. Harglaim is Netzach and Hori. Umokim HaBris connected HaYisod. And the place of bris is Yisod. Malchus is the eskalus of all of the spheres. But Yisod is the bris milah. Raglaim shayochem lo'olam ha'asiya. So the Ben Ish Chai explains that this inyan of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, where the Gemara says that lo'hichnis me'olam lo'hichnis yodav tachas avneto, that he never lowered his hands. So the Ben Ish Chai explains, Raglaim shayochem lo'olam ha'asiya. The legs are grounded in this physical world, the olam ha'asiya. That a person has a thought in that world of Chabad, Chachma, Bina, and Daz, the person has these thoughts. In order for him to move and to carry out these thoughts, he has to draw down from the world of Chabad, from that world of Chachma, Bina, Daz, to the world of Chesed, Gvura, his arms, and his entire body, Tiferes, Netzach, Hayd, and Yisod. Achen kosa beben yoyada, sheish chisor lo haridus yadayim. Therefore, the Gemara says that Rabbeinu HaKadosh didn't put his arms down beneath his waist. It doesn't mean the Ben Yishchai says, it doesn't mean he walked his whole life. It doesn't mean he never physically put his arms down. He physically put his arms down. That's not the point. He had to put on his shoes, whatever it is. He physically put his arms down. Doesn't mean that. So what does it mean that he never lowered his arms? So he explains. Sheyesh chesaron lahoridus yadayim sheshayochem lahanhoga shalmokem hargoshes halev lamokem nomuch yoseh sheolam hasiyah haraglayim. It means he didn't lower the higher part of himself to the lower part of himself. It does not mean physically. Physically, he lived like another person. Obviously, he lived with Kedusha, but he lived like another person. He did put on his shoes. And he needed sometimes to pick something up from the ground, and he did lower his arms. That's not the point. The point is, when the Gemara says he did, the Gemara speaks in this code, and to say that he's called Kaddish, because he never lowered the elevated part of who he was to forget the essence of who he was and lose himself in the lower part of the lower spheres. He never did that. In other words, he lived always in that clarity of Chabad flowing in a healthy way into the lower spheres, never ever with a disconnection, never ever separating between those two worlds. He didn't lower Chabad into the world of Raglaim. Now, it doesn't mean that they didn't connect. The whole Teres of Hashem is Davke to bring down all the Iris from the highest part of who you are all the way into the Ekev, right? All the way down into the Raglaim. That's the Tachlis of Dir B'Tachtayim. So the Ben Ish Chai is not disagreeing with that. Ben Ish Chai is saying that he never lost that consciousness of Chabad in the world of Chagas and Netzach Hayd Yisodim. He didn't lose that consciousness, that higher awareness of Chabad. He lived in that awareness. And everything that he carried out in his life, so there was no separation between the lower part of his body and the higher part of his body. He lived in that consciousness. So that's what the Gemara says. He was in Ish Kodesh. That's the Kedusha of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. V'chein matzinim b'divei HaShulchan Aruch. Shekosa b'hilchus netilas yadayim shel shachris. And therefore we see many halachas like this in Shulchan Aruch. From the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch, we see in the halachas of washing the hands in the morning, Noitel kli shalmayim biyad yemino, that you should take the cup in the right hand. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, V'nois no liyad smolo, and you pass it from the right hand to the left hand, and then you start to do netil sidayim, right, left, and so on. So what difference does it make? So Batam Hadava Kosar Shama Mishnabura, the Mishnabura brings down over there, Kidei she is Gabri Yamin, in order to be Magbir, to strengthen and to elevate the right side, Kidei she is Gabri Yamin Shu Chesed Al Smol Shehudin. In other words, that the Netilas Yadayim, which is the Inif Tahara, that it's initiated by the right side, and then it's given to the left side. In other words, the right is the Balabas over the left. And we have many things like that in Halacha. The question is, when you're dealing with an ittayad, when you're dealing with somebody who's a lefty, how does that work? But mitzad hadin, the avoided is to be magbir, to strengthen and to elevate the right side over the left side. We see that in many, many, many halachas. So this is a din shulchan aruch, and it's a simple pshat. The Mishnah is not a Kabbalah sefer. So chavetz, even though he brings it very often from the Kisveri and so on, or as it's brought down in the Magen Avraham and other places, but the meaning of this physical way of carrying out the halacha of washing the hands is because the yad, there's mashmos liyad yamin, because the right hand is shehi chesed. The right hand is chesed. Again, it's not just a symbol of chesed. It's the manifestation of chesed. It's not the same thing as a symbol. It's chesed, it's the personification of chesed in the human body. Shehi chesed usmol shehi gvur. And the left side, which we try to be magbra always, chesed over din. There are some who are makbid, like see this jacket is buttoned, the right side over the left side. The chesedim are very, very makbid, not to button the left side over the right side, for the same reason, that the side of chesed is mezgabra, and the side of the left side, which is din. So it's in halacha, it's in many hanhagis, and everything that we do, that we try to bring about this tikkun of being mashpia, that the chesed should be mashpia, and should be magbir, to be magbir the side of chesed over the side of the first. Brought down in the poskim to pour some water into the becher, right into the wine, because wine is the inyan of gevura of din. Water, of course, is chesed, and therefore you pour a few drops of water into the becher, into the wine. Again, it's the inyan of being of the koyach of chesed, not to allow the din to remain without any hamtaka, without a sweetening, without something to refine it, to make it more gentle. So we pour some water into a little bit of water into the wine. And these are things that we find already all over the Gemara and all over Halacha. But there are explanations for many of these things in Halacha as well. But as we see, the Chofetz Chaim brings down that the Ikar Tam is this reason of Chesed and Din. V'chein yesh lo havis yamin al smol, she is gabra chesed ala gvur, that the side of chesed should be manhig, should guide and lead the side of gvur of din. Umavur mizeh, shekev and shegufadim ukenegid aseres hasviras. What we see here is, in order to understand the human body, the image of God, and in order to understand so many of the halachas that we keep and the menhagim that we keep, and the body of the Hashem Yisbach created the body in this tselem, in this image of the 10 spheres. Therefore, when a person learns and understands in depth what are the 10 spheres and how they work, ba'avanu uba'amkus, in a deep way, he begins to understand the inner essence, the essence of every part of the body, v'nafsho, and of course the soul as well, and he can conduct his life, everything that he does, b'tzura nechona, in the right way, b'chol chelkei gufo, every part of his body, every moment of his life. Look at footnote Ches. I'm a lefty, that's why I hold the cup in my left hand. I make the bracha with my left hand.
Is that why the Muslim wear their buttons on the other side?
What's that?
Is that the reason why the Umos HaOlam?
Yes. The Umos HaOlam, the nations of the world, wear davka, they wear the left over the right, which is magbid side, because it's the side of din. And Jews throughout all of history till modern times always wore the right when they closed their robe, when they were svaradim or Ashkenazim, they always wore the right side covering the left side always until with Europe and the imitation of European clothing. But it was always right over left. Ches. It's interesting the name that he gives here. He's being very politically correct. The author of this sefer is as I told you, is not. It's not a Chassidish Rosh Hashiva, and I'm sure he would have loved to have said the name of the tzaddik who he's quoting here, but he doesn't. He says Ve'echad Migdolei Baalei HaAvoda, one of the great Baalei HaAvoda. That's Rabbi Nachman. Ve'echad Migdolei Baalei HaAvoda Kosev Levaris HaPasuk. If you look, it's in a number of places. Look at the Maran Chav Beis, Tanyana Ches. Rabbi Nachman says this. Ve'echad Migdolei Baalei HaAvoda Kosev Levaris. It's a pasuk, "V'yu yodav emuna ad boi Hashemesh." So we're coming to the parasha. The Moshe Rabbeinu is standing there by the top of the mountain. V'yodav emuna, the arms of Moshe Rabbeinu are held up. The war is going on with Amalek down below, and it says, "V'yu yodav emuna ad boi Hashemesh." A very strange word, a very strange way of describing his physical posture at that moment. The Yudav Emuna. So his arms were faithful. Faithful means they were upright. They remained up. The Yudav Emuna. Okay, now there are other ways that could have been said. And the fact that it says the Yudav Emuna is because there's a tremendous omek here. I mean every word of the Torah, but Davke by this Indian of the war against Amalek. It's telling us that the way to defeat Amalek is the Melchama. The Melchama Amalek is V'yodav Emuna. And Ad Bo HaShemesh means not just till that Bo HaShemesh, but until the end of time. That's the Melchama that we have is V'yodav Emuna. It's a war of Emuna against Kfira. But the arms and Emuna, that's what Rabbi Nachman is focused on over there. Rabbi Nachman discusses this in Hilchos Sukkah and a number of other places. Shetoichen hakosuv bolulam deinu, that this pasuk that it says that Moshe Rabbeinu's arms were faithful, v'yu yodav emuna, is bolulam deinu sheyesh shtei dargas shel emuna. So Rabbi Nachman says that this is coming to teach us that there are two madregas of emuna. There's emuna belev, the faith of the heart, and there's ve'emuna biyadayim, and the faith of the arms, of the hands. Now, some of you might be familiar, in the Slonimus form, it's brought down very often. The Nesiv Shalom, Susi Lenin brings out also many times from the tzaddikim, from the earlier tzaddikim of Slonim, that the Inyan of Emunas Heivarim, that a person is so saturated with Yiddishkeit that even involuntarily, his body follows the will of God. Which is how it's explained with the Indian with the when Avraham Avinu with the Machelas, and he felt that there was something that this was not the Ratzon Hashem, right? It wasn't the Ratzon Hashem. Because really Hashem's plan was not for him to kill his son. And since Avraham Avinu was on such a madrega, that his body was filled with such emuna, that his Avorim resisted something that wasn't the true will of God. That's how the Svar Makadoshim talk about emunas ha'evarim. But Rabbi Nachum is talking about something different here. It's connected, but it's something different. There's emunah of the heart, and there's emunah of the yadayim. Like you see in the pasuk, Kasher Dibra Hashem, Biyad Moshe. Biyad Moshe. What's the Biyad Moshe? Al Yidei Avadecha HaNeviyim. So we're so used to that. We're just saying it since we're kids. Al Yidei means by means of. Okay, why did Hashem's Baruch choose to reveal these things in such a lashon and chazal of Davke? Biyad Moshe, al yidei avadecha neviim. So Ibn Achim is explaining that there's emuna belev and there's emuna biyadayim, faith of the heart and faith of the hands. Vahevdal b'neim hu, sheyesh odom, continues on the bottom of the next page, Vahevdal b'neim hu, sheyesh odom shemam and belibo, there's a person who believes in his heart, kama gadlus vashpo yesh b'maisa ha-mitzvah shelo al kol ha-olamos, that in his heart he has faith that every single mitzvah that he does affects all worlds. He believes that. Al v'yesh dagen le'sefes el yoni yoseh. Now that's a very high madrega, to always believe that everything that I'm doing has a hashpa on the world and all worlds. But there's a madrega, le'sefes el yoni yoseh. There's a higher madrega. V'zeh darga she'od ha-mamin she'b'chol ha-romas yadayim. Not only the higher level of faith, the faith of Yod of Emunah, the faith of Tzaddikim, of great people, is not only that his davening, his learning, his Maisei HaMitzvahs are causing a commotion in all worlds, are affecting all worlds. Yesh Dagen HaSefes HaYaneseh V'zeh Dagen She'odam Amin She'b'chol HaRomas Yadayim. There's a higher level of faith. Emunah Yadayim means the belief that whether I move my hand this way or that way, or whether I pick up my right hand or I pick up my left hand, there's a madrega of Amunah that every single tnua, every single gesture, b'chol haramas yadayim, b'chol tnua shu oisa, every, not just with the hands, yadayim means because that's the part of the body that's most active, but every single part of the body, that when I'm moving that right side of myself, the right hand, and how I move it, and to what degree do I move it. I once mentioned to you that many years ago, I was in Yerushalayim, there was a tish. It was by the old Bial Rebbe Shlomo Sialeinu, the Chalkas Yeshua. And so I was like an American, American boy that wanted to have like an interesting night out. And I went with a couple of the chaver, and it was very late Friday night, and it was a tish, and the Rebbe was eating shrine, and there was some nigunim and so on, and there was a very nice Yushami that was next to us that was explaining to us like play by play, certain what's going on and helping us out with some of the things that the Rebbe was saying, and then in the middle of nowhere he said he looked at his watch. And he said, 30 seconds from now, the Rebbe is going to take his left hand and he's going to put it on his right elbow. And we said, what? He said, just watch. So we all stood there like this. Exactly. And the Rebbe didn't look at his watch. Exactly 30 seconds later, the Rebbe was a niggun or something. And the Rebbe goes like this. And then he did it a few more times, this chassid that was next to us. And he said, a few more times during the tish, a few more times. And there was a cheshman that he grew up with, and that he saw, and that his father had told him about when he was a child. I suppose he was a young man, and emunas yadayim is that awareness that it's not just that I believe in the power of my mitzvahs. I believe in the power of my very existence, of my body, of my movements, of my motions, of my yadayim, of my raglayim, of my yinayim, of everything. Every part of me corresponds to this sphere of tzelyonis. And all worlds are affected. All worlds are created, and all worlds are coming into creation, are being created through those 10 spheres, and you are involved in that. You and I are involved in that ongoing creation. We're involved in that, and our motions make a difference. They make a difference. There were certain tzaddikim that had very strange tenuas. Today was the Yahrzeit of the Rebbe Elisha Shusselman. There's stories about very strange tenuas that he had, movements, things, very strange. And it was known that on Tuesday he would move this one, and when it was on Shabbos afternoon, there was a different thing. There was a mahalach. There was a seder. And when he died, all worlds are affected by that. And that's a higher madrega of Emunah. Lo rak Emunah b'leiv. Not just belief that's called Emunah b'leiv. Elo l'da shebechol pu'ula she'odam oisa is the belief, is the knowledge, that awareness, that every single act of a person, every single thing that we do, is mamshich shefa, or chalila, is pushing away bracha, drawing down blessing, or God forbid, pushing it away. There's a dargis emuna gevo, which is a high madrega of emuna. B'yesh lo havi dugma l'dvar, an example of this, shnei dvar chidish matzina b'sefer chendes yamim, shekasa beside isa basa b'chalav. There's a chidish in the chendes yamim regarding the isa of basa b'chalav. Now, over the years, we've spoken a lot about this shiluv of pnimiyas, of nister and nigla, and we find throughout the sifrei halacha, depending upon who that posik was, we find things like this. So, with meat and milk, there's a long piece in Likutei Halachos on this inyan. The whole sefer Likutei Halachos is this avoid. But here he explains, V'af lefi soidin shel dvarim, ein hamaskil taski lehu, the kaimlan gabi mashkeh shel isser shenofel b'mashkeh shel heter, the tatar gover. There's a klal, there's a principle in the halachas of kashrus that's called tatar gover. That means, without going into any of the details now, that means if you have something of isser that falls into something of heter, something that's forbidden, falls into something that's permitted. Again, there are many details of this, if it's recognizable or it's not, and the halachas of bittul, we're not going into it now, but there's a general principle that's called tatar gover. That means that the lower object, the lower heftza, is tator gavar, wins in that wrestling match with the higher one. Himatachton cham, so that what? So that if the lower one is hot, if the cold falls onto the lower one, which is hot, himatachton cham hu aser. If the lower one is hot, then it's aser. And if the lower one is cold, we go by what the lower one is. The lower one determines what the status is of this mixture. Me'ata kam dina la'echel b'tchila chalav. So the Chemdes Yom says an astonishing thing. Since we were told what to do when we were children, so after fleishiks, you have to wait 6 hours, or if you're from Kielis, where they wait less. But you have to wait between having basa to having milk. But then from milk to meat, so you don't really, Mikra Adin, have to wait. Chumis, but Mikra Adin, you don't have to. So he says, Ma'ata kamdina, la'orchel b'tchila chalav, shu b'chinis chasav. Now chalav milk is chesed. Why? I think we could all figure it out on our own, but it's what gives life, and so it's not important for now. It's why chalav milk is chesed. There's a swarm where you can look up every single thing in the world, what it is, what sphere they have from the Menoy HaRoyim. There's a sefer. There's a swarm that you can look up chalav. You can look up raglayim. You can look up whatever you want. Nalayim. It tells you what sphere. So chalav milk is the beginning of chesed. V'achrav basar is b'chinas ha-gevurah. Meat is gevurah. Meat is gevurah. So, when you have a situation, lo'echa b'tchila chalav, if a person first has milchigs, shul b'chinas ha-chasadim, which is chesed. V'achrav basar, and afterwards you have meat, then who wins? The lower one wins the what? The first one. That means in that situation, the chesed is gavar on the side of din. V'achar bosa b'chinas ha-gvuras, tato gavar, or b'chinas ha-gvuras, mismaskim b'chesodim shalmata. So therefore, when you have milk and then you have meat, the milk is called the lower, it's the first one, it's the base. So you have first milk, so then the meat is mismasek. The gevuras are then overtaken or are sweetened, defeated by the pre-existing presence of the milk, which is the side of chesed. Utikun nifla, it's a gevaldige tikun. Achen gvina acha basar. However, if you first have meat, then the tata, the lower or first base of that mitzias is gvura, is meat. Then it's also the tata govar, because then the rule is tata govar. And v'yagbir ha-gvuras al chesedim chas v'shalom. Therefore, we have to wait. We don't want to be magbir the side of gvuras over the side of chesed. Therefore, you leave the gvuras. We don't eat this, and we wait. That in order that it should exactly why it is. There's a reason for that also. The amount of time. I'm not going into that. Everything has an explanation. I'll pick up all. But then we have a problem of the tata gvar that the gvura chalila. If you have meat, and then right afterwards you have milk, then you're being magbe the koyach of the side of din. Then the side of din, the tato govar is the side of din. But if the other way, when you first have milk, then the milk is the base, and then you could have meat afterwards, because then there's a hamtaka that takes place where the chol of the tato is govar of the koyach of the milk, which is the side of chesed. It's an example. There are thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of these throughout all of halacha, all of Torah. And we see from this chiddush of the Chendes Yamen, dugma lekach, an example of this, of what we're learning, ketzad yesh teichen l'chol pu'ula she'adam oisa, how every single thing is with a cheshbon. Every single act, every single movement, every single place where something is, in the dalet amos that a person has, that Hashem puts before him at that moment, every single thing is lefi the spheres. Va'afidu b'meshu oichel, im oichel kaidem cholav or kaidem basa, which is first the chesed, and then you line yourself with the milk, so to speak, and you're in that place of chesed, so that then the meat will not do any harm to you, or that you're lined with the fleshiks, and in that case there needs to be a separation, because the side of din is strong and is going to swallow up and absorb the side of chesed chas v'shalom. Everything's with the cheshbon. Why is it that flesh and milk is in such a way? And again, it's just an example of many, many countless such halachas. The top of page Chavtes. So everything that we do, and every motion that we make, and everything that's happening is because of, or is the outcome of that interaction of chesed and din, of gvuras and chasadim and so on, and the different spheres, everything. So to understand my life, to understand what I'm doing, where I'm going, everything, it's all according to this. Hakdama neisefes sheyesh lahaktim, another important hakdama. Tini yesh l'das she'enon uborim la'asok l'vara is atzmusa shel Hashem Yisbarach. This is very important, and there's a lot written about this in the Svarim. It's more of a warning than a hakdama, that we have to always be careful that when we're learning these things, we're not talking about chas v'shalom, about the essence of Hashem. We don't understand Hashem's essence. And none of the mekubalim, not the Rizal, not the Ramak, the Rashash, none of the mekubalim we're not talking about Hashem's essence. It's unknowable. We don't know. We don't have any hasaga, only what Kadosh Baruch Hu revealed in terms of the ten spheres and the anhaga of this world. We don't understand Hashem in who he is or what he is. We don't understand that. Therefore, we know that we're davening to him. Whatever that is, we know that we're davening to him. And that's a very big discussion in the Svarim, not davening to the spheres, but davening to him. We're davening to Hashem. But we don't know what that is, only as it's revealed through the spheres. But we're davening to him, we're talking to him. We're not talking to spheres, we're talking to him. And we'll learn more about that. All that we're talking about with the spheres is how Hashem runs the world, our lives, our souls. That's what we're talking about. Now Hashem is revealed to us with which anhaga. And what is the Ratzon of Hashem as it's revealed to us through this particular sphere and so on. The Ramchal always gives this, makes this distinction. We're talking about Hashem's Ratzon, what he wants to make known. We're not talking about the Baal HaRatzon. We're not talking about him. We're talking about his Ratzon. It's all his Ratzon. It's his will. It's his will. We're not talking about him. We're talking about what he wants us to know. So, not about himself. It's about what he wants us to know. It's what he wants us to do. How he wants us to look at something. Not him. It's his Ratzon. Loba Baal HaRatzon. Od Yesh Ladas. Something else that's part of this that's connected, it's very important. The Kaven Shaboim on Levaris Darche and Hogus Akashboruchu Boilamo, but Omik Bahavana, since we're going to be learning these drachim of how Hashem runs the world in a deep way. Lachain Rabbeinu Biaru is Darche and Hagosi is Baruch Aide Mesholim Shonim. Therefore, the Tzaddikim used all kinds of Mesholim, all kinds of parables, all kinds of things taken from the world that we're familiar with. In order to help us understand the hanhogis of Hashem, the rotzen of Hashem, kedei shayideh hamisholim nitan yilahav in haytev as hanagos yisbarach, because we can only think in concrete ways that we can only relate to things of this world. So, in order to understand the hanhogis of Hashem, so we're going to talk about the right side, the hand, the leg, and so on, the eyes. Therefore, we have to be very careful to know that this is all of these words that we're going to be seeing over and over. It's always a mashal. That doesn't mean chas v'shalom. The Rambam talks about that at the beginning of Moreh Nevuchim as well. That doesn't mean dibra tar b'loshem b'nei adam, the Gemara says. Not to make a mistake, God forbid. To think that there's something physical, chalila, with Hashem. We're using physical terms to describe something, or as a muscle for something, that's completely spiritual. It's spiritual. You can't touch a sphere. You can't see it under a microscope, or you can't see it in a telescope. It's a ruchniistic mitzias. We use mashalim. So there's a linear muscle, there's a circular muscle of the spheres. But it's a marshal. It's not something that's there are circles in Atzilus and in Ruchnius. There's no circles. There's no squares. There's no lines. It's Ruchnius. But our minds can't understand without using mishalom that we borrow from the world. But it's very dangerous. The person shouldn't be chalila fall into that mistake of hagshama, which means corporeality, looking at Ruchnius in a physical way, or thinking that Ruchnius is something that's physical. Kevin Shanagois of Hashbois of Ruchnius Gemur, it's Ruchnius. The spheres are Ruchnius. But we're going to be seeing many physical terms. Some of them are very graphic. If we're talking about the body, parts of the body. But it's all Ruchnius. Vahavana Seinu b'mesholem, he havana gashmus. And we're only using these mishalim in a way of gashmis, the fi'olam ha'musagim shalom ha'kirim, because that's the only way we could talk and think. V'chayim, but that's how we live. Sh'olam ha'maisa, we live in the olam ha'maisa. V'en l'kol yecholus tfisa v'achola be'emes b'dachya ha'nagoyse b'zvah. Therefore, we don't truly grasp the essence of what all of this is. We can't possibly understand the essence, because the essence is something which the human mind cannot relate to, cannot fathom. It's not something which is physical, and we can't think. We can think in abstract ways, but we use mashalim when we think in an abstract way. Like the first, when a person is trying to learn his the avod of his boninus of meditation, so the first thing will be they'll tell you, think of nothing, right? And you're sitting there, and you think this is easy. I've been doing that most of my life. So think of nothing. And the whole time you're thinking, nothing. This is nothing. This looks like nothing. This must be nothing. And you're thinking like of an empty room or an empty circle. That's not nothing. What does that mean, to think of nothing? To think of nothing. But we don't know how to, even that most basic exercise of emptying out one's mind, which is the beginning of Avodas Hashem, the Avodah of Bittul, and the Avodah of Hezbonus, is to be able to empty out the mind. And that itself is a tremendous Avodah B'chlal. What does that mean? How does one do that? That's not for now, but we're stuck in a very physical way of thinking. That's we're human beings. There's a lot that's written, many, many warnings in the Svarim about learning Pnimiyas HaTorah, learning Sisrei Torah, that you're going not to fall into that problem, God forbid, of Hakshom, which is Shmek Smavad Azar. You know, the Piz Esther brings down, you know, the Rambam was very strong, very, very strong in this Indian, very strong. But the Ravid, the Piz Esther brings down the Ravid in Ibn Machshava Torah, that image that a person has of a Hashem sitting on a throne, and there being like some image of, you know, like some tzaddik sitting on a throne, Mr. Ravid didn't see in that a violation of any issur from the Torah. So to the Rambam, that's like, whoa, major heresy. The Ravid doesn't agree with that. And the Piz Esther talks about, is it permitted to use imagery in such a way, ad kedei kach, to use visualizations? How are we allowed to use visualizations, which are very, very powerful, powerful part of Avodas Hashem and Pnimius, is to visualize and to use images. But how far can you go with these images? So there are many differences of opinion regarding this matter of visualization. It's very dangerous. Very dangerous. And there's much written on this subject.
Divrei Tzura V'Gashmis Iyev Shalei Yesam Kach, page Lamed. Of course, it's not possible that we're talking about anything physical. The Ramchal says, let's take another minute. M'shum panim ki zahia ki kfir chas Hashem. Amikro malihu ki lo reisam kol tmuna. The Ramchal says, it's a perish apostle. Ki lo reisam kol tmuna. But you can't have any pictures in your head. Lo reisam kol tmuna. No images. The Ramchal warns about this over and over. It's a very big ikker. The Ramchal writes that all of the words that the Arizal uses from this world, circles, squares, body parts, and all that stuff, all of it is a marshal. It's a marshal. It's not, God forbid, that in Shemaim and Ruchnius there's anything. And Rabbi Chaim Vital Koser B'tchilas Sefer Shar Hakdamos. The Rabbi Chaim Vital writes, "For Omnam Davagoli Hu Ki Ein La Maila Guf." There's nothing physical above. Like even the word above is ridiculous. Lo Kach BeGuf Chalila V'Cholim Nyanis V'Tziurim Elu Lomer Bnei Shem Kach Chasrom. That doesn't mean that there's anything physical that exists beyond this world. Omnam L'Shaki Chasa. That's all just to hear it, so we could try to think. That the human mind should be able to think about these things, to try to understand. Therefore, Rabbi Chaim Vital says we were given permission to use mashalim, physical images. Kasha hu poshut. Ukamei sh'oma akosiv kilarisam kol tmuna. Kaila Rabbis many psukim. From them Yesh Oyder Hacheres Kedil Hamshul Tzayba Advar Melyanim Vemchinis Ksivas Suras Oisius. And therefore, even the Oisius that we write in Lashon HaKodesh, every letter, the shape of the letter, how the letter looks, is a very powerful way of connecting to Ruchnius. The letters are the most powerful way that we have in the physical world to connect to the higher world. The Oisius of Lashon of the Aleph Beis, every single letter and its shape and so on. You call ois vois moral or proti alien. Every one of the letters of the Aleph Beis is a physical moshel, an image, a representation of an or alien, of a higher light. Gam tmuna zu dava pashatu. It's also a tmuna. It's also a physical image. But it's very commonly used. That's the most common. Ki ein la maila lo ois vila nekuda. But in the higher world, there's no Aleph Beis, and there are no nekudas in the higher world. vowels or letters. The Gemara said derech moshel v'tzilus ha'kesayis minutes. Also, even the letters, which are the highest images, even the oisis of the alaves are also sof kol sof. It's just to help us that we could think and to picture and to understand, but not to chalila think that there's anything in Shemayim that's physical in any way. God forbid. So Mitzvah Shem, I think next week we're not having a shir. So we'll continue, as Hashem, the following. We'll continue in 2 weeks with Maimer Beis.